the Asheville 5th Annual Asheville Percussion Festival is in town next weekend at the Odyssey Community School and also at Diana Wortham Theater. The 5th Annual Asheville Percussion Festival, hard to imagine. River Gregarian is the founder and director of the festival and Rhythm Ambassador. That's the title I saw lately. And he's with us in the studios this afternoon. River, welcome. Thanks.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Good to see you again. And congratulations. 5th year, I bet it seems like just a few days.
You know, yeah, I'm thinking back 5 years ago when I was in this very spot and remember just wondering, wow, thinking 5 years ahead how far it seems. But as you said, looking back 5 years, it's been a really great place, a really great hump to get over those first few years. And it feels, you know, originally I had an idea for 10 to 20 years, and I think we could hold it. Like it's a long-term idea I have about all of this.
Wonderful. For people that are not familiar with the percussion festival, it seems like the first one was kind of you getting on the phone and calling some of your percussionist friends and
exactly.
saying, hey, Asheville's a beautiful place. Why don't you come and we'll play and talk? And
yeah.
And now tell us what it's grown into. It's really something amazing.
Yeah, I mean, it's still kind of like that, and the fact of that I try to get really interesting percussionist musicians here. And, you know, it's a beautiful place, obviously, it's a great place for us to share music together, really, I think. Mm. And how can I get all these people here that I think are really cool and have a lot to say? And I've noticed over the years, just from the feedback from our communities, because I've always wanted it to be a community event, you know, and drums is the one of the few instruments where you could just pick it up, and even if you don't know anything, you could at least get some tone of it. You can't do that on a trumpet or a clarinet. It takes a while. There's a learning curve. You got to learn the software and so on and so forth, you know. But I've noticed over the years, people, especially some people, stay for the whole week. We have an intensive program, and like starting this Sunday, for example, all 12 artists will get together and we'll work on music. And that has stayed the same. Everybody brings one nice gem, and then we all work on it together, and then we have this big concert on the Saturday night. But I've noticed that the people really also get something out of just being these individual art around these artists themselves and who they are as a people. And why they're even attracted to coming to a thing like this. Because this is not an event where you just, you know, it's a stop on the tour. You get off the bus, you go boom, 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 get on the bus, good night, thank you. It's like you're really here to integrate and leave something good for the community, you know?
I'm thinking that the people that you invite must be of a particular sort that's something they would be interested in.
So, yeah, you're very correct. Like somebody who's into doing all that and also into sharing. Some people don't want to tell all their secrets, for example, or if they think they're secrets, you know? So, but I've learned as an artist, I think the more you share, the more you grow, and the more the community gives you back, I think.
So, again, officially, it's next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes.
But as you said, there are some people coming in already. The masters, the artists will be coming to town to be together. There is something in this festival for serious musicians all the way down. I don't mean to say all the way down, but all the way over to people that just kind of think it would be cool to play a drum.
Exactly. It is about a quarter of them that are first-time players.
Wow.
So we have classes that help them. We have pros. We have people that have been playing, you know, they play on and off, or they play a few weekends here or there, and they want to take it to the next level. So they come for the whole week for a real percussion immersion. Mm. And then there's some people who just come to the Saturday night concert, you know, and who don't really want to play but are just enthused by not just the idea of it but the experience of it. A lot of people, you know, you might spend your whole life and never really go see a full-blown percussion concert because most of the time it's something in the back of the orchestra or back of the group that just keeps time and has a certain role. But, you know, we kind of try to magnify the lyrical and the more musical side of percussion, maybe even the virtuosic side sometimes, you know.
And as someone who was at the concert last year, it's also wonderful to see a stage full of people that are virtuosos on their instruments, but that are sharing. Uh-huh. They're not just there playing together, but they're actually sharing.
Yeah.
It's really nice to watch.
Yeah,
and
thank you. And we'll have two pieces that will include some of these intensive participants. So for about two or three pieces, there'll be about 35 percussionists on stage.
Wow.
And, you know, we'll have also dancers. We have an African dancer and an Indian Indian dancer, and Chris and Elliot from Free Planet Radio will be there accompanying some of the pieces also. And it's just going to be a great time.
Speaking with River Gregarian, the founder and director of the Asheville Percussion Festival, which is for most of us next Friday through Sunday, for some of us starting already on this Sunday. You also mentioned there's a wellness workshop. There's a wellness track.
A wellness track, exactly. It's sponsored by Four Seasons, and they have some of their music therapists, Laura McInnes and Emily Keebler, who are going to give music therapy classes, and they're also going to do some one-on-one sessions on guided imagery.
Wow.
And that's really wonderful. And then they're actually bringing in somebody from Pennsylvania to do a conscious drumming workshop. And we also have workshops on how to facilitate drum circles, how to play on one, you know, because sometimes people just show up to a drum circle and it's just like, woohoo, it's a free-for-all.
It's
and
a mess.
And it turns into what it turns into. But, you know, this Larry McDowell, who's one of the ones that been going to the Friday night one here in town for a long time, has had an organization for a while. So we have we have even free events on Friday after evening. It'll be a drum circle and a fire circle. We have a free event on Saturday. There's a concert by Vicky Genfen. She's actually a guitarist. She's sponsored by Dream Guitars, and she's an internationally known guitar virtuoso, and she's real percussive, so we're bringing her in. And then Adam Malouf will play the second half of that concert at noon on Saturday. We have a family drumming workshop on Sunday that's also free for family and kids, and sound meditation, and All kinds of stuff.
and more than I can keep in my head, probably the best place to find out, I guess, is the website.
Yes,
where all this is listed, right?
Yes.
And what is the website?
AshevilleRhythm.org.
Oh, okay. Very good. Now, River has he plays so many instruments that it's, you know, you can't keep track. But he's brought one that I particularly love, although I'm not unique in that. So tell us, what is this thing? It looks like a spaceship.
A spaceship. Yeah, it looks like a spaceship from like a 1968 sci-fi movie. And it's like two big mixing bowls. It's put together. It's about 20 inches wide. It's made out of steel. It's a hand pan. So as opposed to a steel pan where you play with mallets, it's a hand pan, and it's inverted the other way. And it's made by a local company called Saraz. They're one of the best in the world. These instruments have only been around for 10 years or so. There's only a few thousand around the world, and it's like a 2 or 3 year waiting list these days just to get one. But this one just came fresh out of Mark's hands just a couple of weeks ago, and it's a new scale. So I'll just play it for you.
Okay. The waiting list just went up. River Gregarian playing for us the hand pan.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Exactly.
What a gorgeous sound. And I have actually touched one of these, and I can attest that, although, yes, anyone can get a sound out of it, it's not going to sound like what you just heard River get out of it.
Yeah, they're wonderful. There are 10,000 hammerings go into these to soften the metal, and 5,000 of them are by hand.
Oh my gosh!
So it's really a lot of work, and they really tune them precisely too.
They're beautifully tuned, and is I guess there's variations. Certain each instrument is a little bit different, or there are different types within the
and they'll custom make a scale. There's certain notes they have to stay away from, and if it gets they're working on a full chromatic scale, but if they do it, then it's all about the overtones that you're listening to on top. So it gets hard, but they're really working on it though.
It's an amazing sound. Well,
oh, thank you.
And the first time that I had ever heard one of those was at your festival last year. So I expect there'll be more.
Yeah, and we have two of the best handpan artists in the world coming this year. So
that's really wonderful. Again, the 5th annual Asheville Percussion Festival. You can find out more about it on the website, which is AshevilleRhythm.org. Org. Okay.
Yeah.
River Gregorian, Rhythm Ambassador, and and the force behind the Asheville Percussion Festival. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate you having me.
That's going to be great. And you can call us here at WCQS if you'd like more information. We'll try to pass it along. Our number is 210-4800. River Gregorian, thanks so much for coming.
Good afternoon, everybody.